We're here on Daf Nun Amud Beis. We saw that the Mishnah said that if a man is Makadish two Achios, then the Kedushin is not valid with regard to either of them. Just repeat the Lashon of the Mishnah. HaMakadish Isha Ubita O Isha Vachosa Kachas Einan Mikudashos. Neither of the Kedushin are valid. And Rabbah, in order to explain the Svara that underlies the law of the Mishnah, formulates a new principle of Kol She'eno Bazecher Zeh Afilu Bevasachas Eino. And now Gufa Amar Rabbah Kol She'eno Bazecher Zeh Afilu Bevasachas Eino Esve Abaye. Abaye has a kasha on Rabba's principle. That kasha comes from the world of Masros. The Tosefta in Masechta Dmai says that if a man has, let's say, 10, and he's mafrish 1 out of 10, that's called Maser. But what if he takes 1 out of 5, 20%, and he's mafresh it for maser? And that maser is to be given to the Levi. That's called maser rishon. So he was marbe b'maser. Instead of giving the Levi 1/10, he set aside for the Levi 2/10. What's the halach in such a case? Peirosav misukonim means as far as the 80% are concerned, he has removed the Isur Tevel, and they are Chulim, they are Heter. However, Umasrosov Mikul Kolim, the Maser itself is Mikukol. The Maser, which means the 20% that he designated as Maser, that is problematic. Now, what exactly is the problem here? Because really what he has mixed in here is 10%, which is half of what he separated, 10% of his whole peros are maser, because the Torah allows for maser. It's not like truma, where the Torah didn't give a shear, and therefore as much as you mafresh for shear, for truma, it's let's say b'ayin yofi, gives more than most people would give, it doesn't matter, that's also truma. But with regard to maser, the Torah says that it's got to be maser, it's got to be 1/10. He gave 2/10. So what is the status of these payros that represent 2/10, 20% of what he has? It's called mikul kolim. In other words, Mikukola means that there is no shame maser on anything more than 10%. The other half of what he gave, in other words, the balance of the 20%, remains tevel. Because again, you can't say that the other half of what he was mafish, he had in mind to give to become chulin, meaning not to be included in his maaser, because clearly his kavana was that he wanted to give to the Levi the full 20% of his maaser. That which he wants to give to the Levi, he doesn't want it to be the chulin part, so to speak. So he's not being mafresh on that 10%, meaning from 10 on to the other 10, included with integrating it with the other 80%, because he wants to give it to the Levi. So he's got, you know, half of what he was mafresh is just sort of, I don't know what to call it. We'll say it's suspended in midair. It's not mutar b'achila, because it still remains tevel, And on the other hand, it's not maser because he can't give more than 10% to the Levi. So somehow mekukolim means that he's got tevel and maser mixed in together, and he has to be metaken it. Rashi says he has to be metaken it. The question is, how can he be metaken it? Rashi doesn't spell that out here. The Meiri suggests that according to Rashi, what he'd have to do is he's going to have to take peros, which are tevel, mimakom acher, what we call, and he's going to be mafrish on half of the 20% that he designated for the Levi, on that half which. On which there was no chal shem maser, and in that way, he could be metake in half of it, meaning half now will be so to speak chulin. It's not maser for the kohen because again it's still above and beyond the 10%, but it's no longer tevel because he was mafresh from tevel on it. And now he has a mixture of both chulin and maser, so to speak. When I use the word chulin, again, keep in mind that you shouldn't misunderstand me. I don't mean chulin in the literal sense because it's not kadosh, right? There's no kedusha to maser rishon. That's how we paskin. But what I mean to say that it's no longer tevel. That's what I mean in this context by the use of the term chulin. In any event, Abai sees in this brisa in Demai a stira to the principle of Rapa, Vamai. Why do we assume that the rest of the peros, which we called chulin in quotation marks, are no longer tevel? In other words, that his afrasha was meaningful and valid as far as perosov are concerned, meaning the peros upon which he was mafresh, or from which he was mafresh, let's use that terminology. Nema, according to Rabbi, we should say kol she'eno b'zeh hazeh afilu b'sachas eno. In other words, he couldn't have been mafresh maser and then a second maser, 10% and an additional 10%, the second hafrasha would be totally invalid and meaningless, and therefore he can't be mafresh both of them together simultaneously, two tenths. Amalei, so Rava responds to Abai, shiny maser becomes the exception, the isa lichatzoyim. What does that mean? Isa, you could be mafresh lichatzoyim, literally in halves. The amar tiskadesh palga dechitusa kodcha. If let's say a person would be mafresh 1/5 of his tvua, and he would indicate that his kavana is that half of that 1/5, let's say each kernel of tvua that makes up that 1/5 should be half. Half maser and half chulin, as I use the term. In other words, to remove the shame tefel, then that would be valid. Again, that's not what he did in this case. But in this case, he was mafresh 20% for the Levi. But he took 20% and he said half of this 20% should be for the Levi, and the other half should be peros misukonin. That would be valid. Again, he would have a tarovis here. So what we're going to do now, and again this is an issue in the Rishonim, exactly how to explain the Gemara's point over here, meaning Rabba's defense against the attack of Abaye, but at least according to some mafarshim, we're going to say that what his kavana was to be mafresh half of each one of these fruits, l'shem maser. We're going to assume that when he designated 20%, he didn't really mean that all these fruits should be given to the Levi. That would be antithetical to the halacha. But rather, what he wanted to do is be mafresh half of each fruit for masa. The other half still remains tevel, and you have now tevel umasa muravim zebaze. In the case of Makadish Shtei Achyos, simultaneously, it's not possible to say that there's a chalos of half kedushin on each one of them. It's not like in the case of a chita, of a gargir of tvuo, where you could say half of each gargir should be for the kohen, for the Levi as maser, and the other half remains tevel. That he can't do. So we apply the principle of rabba in the case of Shtei Achyos, because there's no way that he can mekadesh half of each woman, right? And that was a sugya that we learned earlier in this precept of chetzech mekudeshesli is invalid. Now the Gemara continues to ask from Maser Behemo. Maser Behemo, which is a sugya unto itself. The Rambam codifies these halachas in Hilchos Bechoros in Perek Vav, where he writes Mitzvah Seil Adam Lahafrish Maser Bechol Shana Min Abakar Min Atzon Shenoldu Be'edro Bos Hashana. A man has to take 1/10 of the cattle that was born in that particular year, and he has to designate it as Maser. He puts all his animals into a corral. He makes an opening small enough for only one animal to go through, and he counts them one by one by one until he gets to the 10th one. He puts a red marking on the animal, the 10th, and that's Maser Behemi. He brings the Maser to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, as a carbon, and that's called Kodshim Kalim. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If it was a Balmum, he could be poded, and he could eat it anywhere. And let's say he made a mistake in his counting, and he called one particular, let's say, sheep Asiri, it's Kodesh, and that one was not the 10th. So let's say, for example, he called the 9th one Asiri Kodesh, he called the 11th one Asiri Kodesh, then there is a chalos kiddusha, even though he was mistaken, as the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later on. But let's say he called the 10th and the 11th. He called the 10th. So you and I would have said, well, you can't be makdish both the 10th and the 11th, or both the 9th and the 10th. So let's just go over the last point. He calls the 9th one Asiri, and he calls the 10th one Asiri. He called two of them Asiri. The 9th one that he called Asiri, mistakenly, is Kadosh. If he would have reversed the order, let's say he called the 10th one that went out Asiri, then he cannot call the 11th one Asiri as well. But if he called the 9th one Asiri, and then the 10th one Asiri, they're both Kodesh. Now, what does it mean, they're both Kodesh? So we'll see in just a moment how Rava formulates the halacha that both could be Kodesh, how you could be Magdish, two different animals as Maiser Behema. But the Gemara first says, Leka Bezecherzeh. In other words, if a person calls one animal the 10th, and then he calls the 11th the 10th, after he's already called the 10th the 10th, in other words, the 10th now was separated and designated as Maiser Behema, he can't designate the 11th as Maiser Behema, so that's called Leka Bezecherzeh. However, Amar Rava Yotzu Shnayim Basiri, if let's say two animals leave this petach simultaneously, they were both really the tenth. Vikaron Asiri, and he calls both of them Asiri, both animals. He's looking at two animals walking out, jumping out of this opening. The Shar, we'll call it, okay. Then Karan Asiri, what do you have, says Rava, in this case where he calls both of them Asiri, is Asiri v'chadasar mu'uravim zebuzeh. The Chaloshe Maser is Chal on one of the two, but it's mixed up. In other words, one of the two is Maser, the other is number 11, and it's not Maser. Again, we're going to have to analyze what you do in such a case, according to Rava. You have a tarovus here of Maser Behema with Karban Shlomim, meaning the Asiri is Maser, the 11th now, we don't know which one it is, of course, which he called the 10th, has a din of Karban Shlomim. Now, what do you do if you don't know which one is Maser, which one is Karban Shlomim? So that's a halacha called Yiru Shnehem Achiyipol Achiyistayv Achiyipol Behemum. That's, we wait until one of them is blemished, and then he brings a Behemas Chulim, and he's Poda one of them, which again you could be Poda Psuya Mukdashim Abal Mum. So he's Poda one of the two onto this Behemas Chulim and designates it as a Karban Shlomim, and then he can eat both of them. Why? Because the din of Maser Shenofel Bo Mum is Nechal B'Mumo L'Bailov. The other one is a Behemas Chulim, so that could be Nechal, and now he has a Karban Shlomim to replace it. That's the way Rashi interprets it here in Masechta Kiddushin. Rashi in Masechta Erevin on Daf Nun has a different interpretation as to what you do in this case of Rava, of Asiri v'Achadasar Muravim Zebuzeh. And according to Rashi there in Erevin, both of them have the status of a Karban, and you can be makriv both of them, even though you don't know which one is Maser Behema, which one is Karban Shlomim. And that's because a lot of the halachos of the Akrova are common to both. They overlap both Shlomim and Maser Behema. And that's called Tnufas Chazav Eshok Smicha. Again, with regard to Tnufa, Rashi says he doesn't make a bracha on the Tnufa and the smicha, because it's a suffix. Maser doesn't need tnufa and smicha. The only reason he's doing tnufa and smicha on these two karbanos is because one of them is karban shlomim. The nesachim, he should bring once one set of nesachim, and he makes a tnai that the nesachim should be chal only l'shem shlomim. So again, there are a lot of aspects here of Kodshim that Rashi and Erevin touches upon. For our purposes, what we have to understand is that Maser Behema, in contrast to Maser Peros, which he gives to the Levi, is Leka B'chatzoyim. In other words, you can't be Mafish two Behemas amongst ten and say that this should be a Chaloshem Maser on half of each one of these two animals. The Torah says, Ha'asiri Yeh Kodesh Lashem. Asiri kulo kodesh l'shem. That's how we understand it, says Rashi and Erevin. The tenth is completely the whole animal as one indivisible entity becomes kodesh l'shem maser. You can't be makdish half the animal. It's not like the case of a gargir of tefuah. We can be makdish half of that gargir, and half of all of his 20%, he can be makdish half of that as maser. He can't do that in the case of Maser Behema. So now the question becomes, according to Rava, who says that if two animals leave the Shar simultaneously, and he calls both of them Asiri, what you have is the Asiri and the Achadas are Muravim Zebazim, and it's one of these two animals, is Enochinami Kadosh, but Kedushas Maser Sheni, the other is Kadosh, Kedushas Shlomim, as we said before. and yet it would not be possible b'zachar zeh to be mafresh the 10th is the 10th and the 11th is the 10th, that he couldn't do. Again, not the case that we mentioned earlier where he mistakenly called the 11th the 10th, but where he's mafresh b'chavon of the 10th and then the 11th also has the 10th, that he couldn't do. So it's leko b'zachar zeh. Why should it be chal b'vasachas? So the Gemara answers, Shani Maser Behema, the Isei Bitos. And as we mentioned before, there is a possibility of being Mafrish Maser Behema as a Tos. If he calls, for example, the ninth one the tenth. This land we learned in the Mishnah in Bechoros, Sandaf Samacham and Beis, if a man makes a mistake, he gets confused with the numbers as the animals are leaving the shar. The Koralichi Asiri, the ninth one that he left, he called Asiri, La Asiri, and then the tenth one that goes out, after the ninth, he calls it a Chi. La Achadasar, let's say the 11th one goes out and he calls it Asiri. So what happened over here? He called the ninth one Asiri. He called the 10th one Chi, and he called the 11th one Asiri. Is Shloshtan, the Mishnah says, Mekudoshim. The Mishnah rules that all three are Mekudoshim. And again, the Mishnah goes on to elaborate on what the din of each one is. The Chi, which was called Asiri, is Yiroah Achi Estaev, and it's eaten Bimum. The Asiri, which was called Chi, is Maiser Gomur. The 11th one is Karev Shlomim. Those are the various dinim that apply over here. So the exception to the rule of Rabba now becomes not the case of Isa B'chatzoyin, but the case of Isa B'tos. That you could make a mistake, and that mistake would register. There would be a chalos. And therefore, in the case of Rava, where Yatsu Shneim Basiri, and he was Mafri, and he designated both of them as Asiri, and we said that there's going to be Asiri and Chasam Ravim, said there's a Chalushay Maisa Behem on one of these two animals. The reason for that is because Maisa Behem is Isa B'tos. The Gemara now asks another Kash on Rava. Hare Toda. This is Chalus Toda, the lesser B'tos. In other words, there's no chaloshem chalos toida. Let's say he shechts, for example, a korban toida, and he's got to shecht it on 40 chalos. And he had kavana for a certain particular min, and it turned out that it was a different min. That's the toast. Is Enon Kedoshos. In such a case, is Hakadosha of the Chalos Toda is a Hakadosha that's invalid. It's not Chal at all. Now, let's just give a little bit of introduction about Chalos Toda. A person brings a Korban Toda for one of the four situations in which he was saved, and he's obligated to express his gratitude by bringing a Korban Toda. He's got to bring 40 Chalos, which are complete, beautiful chalos. 10 of them will be chametz, 30 of them will be matzah. The matzah comes from three different minim, which are called chalos, rekikin, and rekuva. And it comes out that together with the chametz, he's got four different minim. From each min, he's got 10 chalos, and he gives it as part of the Kohen and part to the Kohen. He gives Maser LeKohen Achas Mikol Min. From each of these four Minim, he gives Maser to the Kohen. At what point is the Kedusha of these Lachmei Toda clinched? It's with the Shechita of the Korban Toda. And they have the din of Nechal LeYom V'Laila Echad. They can be eaten for the day and for one night. If, on the other name, is mafresh betos, then it has the din of hegdesh toz. Hegdesh betos is not chal, is not valid. Now, in this case, he had kavona for, let's say, chalos shchoros. Okay, let's say they were dark breads. V'nimtzu levanos, and it turns out that they were white. And in such a case, there was hegdesh betos. We paskin that hegdesh betos is not hegdesh at all. That's the shita of Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, Masechta Nozer and Daf Lamed Aleph. Rashi and Erevin gives a slightly different example of toz in chalos toda. He was mafresh 40 for chalos toda, and then he made a mistake and he thought he was not mafresh, and he was mafresh additional lechamim, and there's no chalos shem kitusha. But in any event, there's no possibility of hegdesh betos. And in addition, lesa nami bazecher zeh. In other words, let's say if he was mafresh 40 chalos, he shechted the korban toda, and then he wants to be mafresh another 40 lachme toda, chalos toda. Is the kedushas not chal? And yet, despite this, the itmar, we have halacha of toda shenishchato al shmonim chalos. He brought his korban into the azara together with 80 breads, 80 chalos. And what's the din of these chalos? So we learned the machlokas between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizki omar kod shelei arboim mitoch shmonim. According to Chizki, and that's going to be problematic for the principle of Rabba, there's a chalos kedusha on 40 out of the 80. Even though, again, had he been mafresh 40 and then another 40, it would not be chal. It's less of a zecher zeh. But yes, b'vasachas, we have a combination of 40 chalos, which are kadosh, and 40 chalos, which are chul. Okay? Now, the Gemara doesn't exactly clarify, can you be mafresh chalos todu lechatzoyim? You remember we had that discussion with regard to Maser, to the Levi, Maser Rishon, and we said that you could be mafresh half of each gargir as Maser Rishon. And that's why it's Isa Bevasachas as an exception to Rabba's principle. What's the deal with regard to Lachme Toda? And here you have a discussion of the Ramban in the name of the Ravid that based on a sugi menochos, we can conclude that there's no din of chatzoyim with regard to lachmei toda, because the Gemara darshins the pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra, it says vehikriv mi mena echad mikol karvan. Echad means a chal shlema, not a prusa. And if you were mafresh only chatzi from each chala, that would not be valid. In any event, getting back for a moment to the shita of Chizkiah, Chizkiah says that you now have a tarobis of 40 chalos, which are chulin, to get in this whole mixture of 80 chalos. Is Rashi explains, what do you do in such a case? Yesh lechol es kol ha-shmonim chalos b'kedusha. You have to treat all 80 chalos as if they were all kadosh, even though only 40 of them were kadosh, for a period of one day and one night. So you have to treat them as a din of chalos toda. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, lo kochi le arboy mitoch shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan would indeed reflect the principle of Rava, namely that there's no chalos kedusha at all on any of these chalos because he was mafresh more than the shear of 40. So the Gemara now at this point understands that the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah revolves around this principle of Rabba, kol sheinu bezecher zeh afilu v'asachas eino. Chizkiah doesn't accept this principle at all, and therefore, even though a person could not be magdish shmonim 80 chalos per zecher, so he can't be mafresh 40 and then another 40. Nevertheless, when he's mafresh 80 together simultaneously, 40 out of the 80 are kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, applies the principle of Rava, accepts it hook, line, and sinker, and therefore, if a person's mafresh 80 chalos together simultaneously, there's no chalos kadosh at all. Now, Chizkiah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, and this we know from Masechta Erevin. And therefore, is Rabba disagreeing with his Rebbe? In other words, if Chizkiah is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, then we don't want a situation where Rabba holds like the Talmud, meaning like Rabbi Yochanan, and disagrees with the Rebbe, of namely Chizkiah. So the Gemara now gives the following answer. Lav itmar Allah, didn't we learn with regard to this machlokas a statement of Rabbi Zeira? Sha'amar Rabbi Zeira, what is the case of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan? Hakol modim kol heich diomer kodshi le'arboy mitok shmonim kodshi. If he was magdish 40 out of 80, that would be... that would be what? What would be the status if he was mafrish 40 out of 80 lo yigdishu? In other words, if he clarified exactly what he meant over here, and he explicitly enunciated the following, he says, I want to be mafrish, I want to be magdish 40 out of 80. The kedusha is not chal. Lo yikdishu arboim. Oh, I'm sorry. So that's the next case. So again, the first case is the couple of variations here. In the first case, and there's no machlokas about this, he explicitly says that he doesn't want to be magdish more than 40 chalas. That's what he wants. He wants to be mafresh from these 80, 40. The kedusha will be chal on 40. Again, we don't know which 40, so we have this tarovis, and we'll have to eat all 80 within the allotted time of the day and the night. No. Case number two, also there's no machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. He says, lo yikdishu arboim el im kein kodshi shmon. It's my desire that all 80 should be kadosh b'kedushas chalos toto, which is a kedushas carbon meaning. And my tnai is, I don't want the kedusha to be chal on anything less than the entire 80. Is lo kodshi. Here we're going to accept the principle of Rabba, kol sheinu b'zecher, say you can't be mafresh 40 and then another 40, can't be mafresh 80. It's eino b'zecher, and if it's eino b'vasachas. Lo nechleku, oh. Now we have scenario number three. This is going to be the gray area. He was magdish elo. He was magdish 80 chalos bistam. In other words, he didn't explain what exactly he had in mind. Did he want an all or nothing package deal, all 80 or bust, or did he want 40 mitoch 80? Mar sover koin to Chizkiah. His kavana was not to be mafresh all 80. And only all 80. So why did he say he was magdish 80 chalas? L'achrayis kamiskav. What he meant to say is that if the first 40 get lost, the other 40 will replace them. That's called achrayis. Achrayis means a substitution, a fallback position. And in such a case, Chizkiah says, since his intention was to be mafresh only the first 40, therefore it is valid. Sovar, Umar Sov, excuse me, and Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Lekarbon Gadol Kamachav, and he really wants to be mafresh and be magdish all 80 chalas, and therefore the Kedusha is not chal. So we thought that Chizkiah is a contradiction to Rabba, because according to Chizkiah, there's a validity here to be magdish 40 out of 80. No, the answer is that he doesn't want to be mafrish all 80, right? Even though, again, originally we said todesh nishkal shmonim chalos, since he brought the carbon together with four, with 80 chalos, so we thought that he's being magnish all 80, and Chizkiah validates 40, the ketusha of 40 out of 80, and that contradicts Rav. No, what we're suggesting now is that his intention, according to Chizkiah, when in the case of Stam, is that 40 out of 80 should be kadosh, and the other 40 should be substitute replacement in a fallback position if the first 40 get lost. And therefore there's no stira from Chizkiah to Rab. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, interprets it as if he really meant to be mafresh all 80, and therefore we apply the principle of Rab. Okay. Now, at this point, the Gemara goes back to a statement of Rava. And this is a statement of Rava that we've been dealing with now the entire sugya, namely that the Mishnah of Mekadesh Shtei Achyos that invalidates the kedushin of two sisters simultaneously is based on the principle of Rava. V'Rava lomalei v'Rava lomalei l'shnuye k'Rava. Why did Rava feel compelled to interpret the Mishnah that there's no tefisas kedushin on Shtei Achyos ka'achas based on the principle of Rava? Of course, typically, he should have derived it and explained the Mishnah in a different way. The Kiddushin, She'eno Mesurim Lebiya Ninhu. Kiddushin are only valid if there's a possibility of having a relationship, of consummating the marriage. Now, in a case where he's Magdish two sisters simultaneously, there's no possibility of having a relationship with either one of them, because he doesn't know which one is his wife and which one is the sister of his wife. So basically, mitzad sofek, he's usher on both of these sisters, and Rava's opinion is, we'll see this later on in Machlok Sabai for Rava, that kedushin she'enam ru'uyim lebiya enam kedushin. So why was Rava invoked? Why was the principle of Rava invoked here? Rava himself doesn't need the reasoning of Rava. On the Gemara's kasha here of Tepaglei the Kedushin Shein Mesurim Lebiya, there's a long and very important Rashba here on the sugya. The Rashba is raising a very problematic question here about the Gemara's question, the assumption of the Makshon. And this Rashba is based on the sugya that we're going to have a little bit later on in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. In the case of Magdish Achas Mishtei Achyos, so we have two. There are variations here in the scenarios. We have one scenario where a man was Mekadesh Shtei Achyos Ke'achas, and we have another variation of a man who is Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achyos. Rava later on is going to try to push, you know, that's going to be his agenda, to push that Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achyos has the same status as Kiddush Shtehen Ki Achas. And therefore, Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achyos is not valid at all. And we're going to see that that Rav understands that the simple case of these two scenarios, the more poshita case, is Mekadesh Shtei Achyos Ke'achas, not Achas Mishtei Achyos, but Shtei Achyos Ke'achas. That was the Dover poshita that Einam Mekudosha. And the Rashi points out that that must be based on the principle of Rava. And the Rashi is going to present a thesis that the logic of the principle of Kedushin Sheinam Esurim Lebiya is even simpler than Ein Kedushin Chalin B'Mekadesh Shtei Achyos B'Achas. And we'll try to clarify this later on. In any event, getting back to HaGemara, the Gemara gives the following answer. L'dvarav D'Rami Bar Chama Ka'amar. In other words, Rami Bar Choma does not maintain this principle of Kedushin She'enam Esurim Lebiya.
because Rami Bar Chama wants to derive from a pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph. The pasuk says the isha elachosa lo sikach litzrar, that when a person marries two achios and they became tzara zu lezu, is in such a case the kedushin is not valid. Lo sikach means not valid, and this we had earlier, if you recall. And therefore, he said that this pasuk is not dealing with the case of a person who marries two sisters together, but rather he marries them bazu achar zu, and yet he wants to derive from this pasuk, based on the principle of Rava, that since you cannot you cannot make a chalos kedushin on two achios bezu achar zu, and therefore vas achas, they're not chal. So basically, when Rava introduced the shita of Rava, he was doing so not l'shitaso, because Rava l'shitaso would have said that forget about Rava, we don't need Rava here, we don't need to introduce Rava, all we have to do is apply the principle of Kedushin Shena Misun Labia to invalidate the Kedushin. But what Rava was trying to point out is, since he heard from Rabbi Bar Chama that Rabbi Bar Chama doesn't accept the principle of Kedushin She'ena Misun Labia, and therefore, in the case where he marries two sisters and they become tzara zu lezu, there's no chalos kedushin based on the pasuk isha el achosa lo sikach litzrar. Therefore, Rava turns to Rami Bar Chama and he says, "You want to derive the conclusion that you can't marry two achios from this pasuk isha el achosa lo sikach litzrar? That's not a valid derivation, because what the pasuk is really referring to is not the case where he was mekadesh both sisters together, but rather he married them bazu achar zu. However, if you accept, if you, Rami Bar Chama, will operate within the framework of Rabba's principle, kol she, then you could derive from this pasuk. Because if this pasuk is telling us that you can't marry the second sister and make her a tzara to the first sister that you already married, then you can't marry them both vasachas based on the principle of Rab. Rava, again, Lishitasa, would explain that the reason why a mishnah invalidates the kedushin is because simply we are discussing a case of kedushin she'ena mesur lebiya. Itmar. Kedushin she'ena misurim lebiya, if you marry a woman in such a way that there's no heter for biya, that marriage cannot be consummated. For example, Rashi gives the example of mekadesh achas mishtei achios. He doesn't specify and designate which one of the two he wants to marry. Right, achas mishteichen mikudoshos li. And let's say he makes both of them into a shliach. One could be mekabel's kedushin for the other, or both of them together appointed one single person as a shliach to be mekabel kedushin on behalf of both of them. So in this case, we don't know which of the two is his wife and which one is the sister of his wife. That's called kedushin she'ena misurim lebiya. In such a case, he cannot marry either one of them, because if he's going to have a relationship with one of them, she may in fact be achos ishta, and therefore the whole kedushin is invalid according to Rava. But what about the sheet of Abai? Abai Omar have a kedushin. There is a chalos kedushin with one of the two sisters. We don't know which one of them. He's going to have to give both of them a divorce, because each one is a safek kedushin. So neither one of them could get married to another person unless she receives a get. So he has to give a get to both of them. Rav Amar Lo Avi Kedushin, neither one of them needs a get, because these Kedushin are Einam Ru'uyim Lebiya. Amar Rava Bar Ahina Asbara Li. In other words, Rava says that the source for my principle in the Torah, I only know from Barahina, right? That was a chacham who explained to Rava where the source for this principle of kedusha and mesum would be alav shem kedusha is, and based on the pasuk in Parshas Ki Teitzei Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uva'ola, and Ki Yikach means kedusha kesef, Uva'ola means she's got to be ruya lebia kedusha mesum lebia half a kedusha, kedusha chain mesum lebia lo avi kedusha. And the Gemara is going to ask and raise an objection to Rav from a Mishnah. Tanan, we have a Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, Hamakadish Isha Ubita O Isha V'Yachosa Ka'achas Einon Mikudashos. In other words, since he couldn't be Makadish a woman and then her daughter, or a woman and then her sister, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal Bevas Achas, when he's Makadish both the mother and her daughter or two sisters. Ha Achas Me Isha Ubita. But what about the case in which he is Makadish one of two sisters? That was the case we mentioned earlier, the name of the Rashba. Oh, Me'isha ve'achosa, in other words, either he says Me'isha ubita, one of the two, or Me'isha v'achosa, one of the two. In such a case, Mekudeshes, the Kedushin would be valid. V'amai, Kedushin she'ena mesurim lebiya ninhu, tiufta de rova, there's a kasha on rova. Because again, since he was Mekadesh, one of the two, and we don't know which one, then this kedushin could never consummate in bia. Amalecha rova ulitameich ema seifa. So let's just emphasize that the word ulitameich represents the shita of Abaye. The kedushin sheinam esurim lebia is chal, is valid. How are you going to read the seifa? Maisa b'chamesh nashim b'hem shtei achyos v'liket echad kalkola shel te'enim v'shalahem hoysa v'shal shvius hoysa v'yomar arei kulchem mekudoshes li v'kalkola zu v'yomar chachomim ein ha'achyos mekudoshos. So a man was Makadesh with a kalkola shel te'enim, five women, amongst them two sisters, and the Mishnah rules that the kedushin with regard to these two sisters are invalid. Achios hu di'ena mekudoshos ha'nokrios mekudoshos. With regard to the three that are not related to him, the kedushin is valid. That's called nokrios. The Mishnah only invalidates the kedushin to the two sisters. Hey chidomi, what's the case? Ilema di'omar kulchem. If he said kulchem. Right, if you look in the language of the Mishnah says, "Hari kulchem mikudashos li bekalkola zu," and he wants to be mekadesh all five. Is kni at v'chamor hu? The kasha here of Rava is that how is it possible to say that only the achios are not mekudoshos, whereas the other three nochrios are mekudoshos? This is a case of kni at v'chamor, and at v'chamor lo kana. If a person gives a gift to someone and he says you acquire ownership on this gift together with a chamor, in other words, the chamor should also receive half of this gift, is in such a case, at v'chamor lo kana, the din is that since the chamor is not capable of making a kinyan, an animal can't make a kinyan, is the man himself is not capable of making a kinyan. In other words, if you do one maisa kinyan with regard to different objects, or subjects, I guess you could say, or a subject and an object, in other words, the kavana is that he wants the matana to be chal as a package entity, shneim yachtov. One is for the person, the human being, the other for the animal. In other words, half of the gift should be transferred over to the human being and the other half to the animal. Is the halacha is that since his kavana was that he wants both to be chal simultaneously, and that can't be, is therefore the kiddush, therefore the kinyan is not chal even vis-a-vis half the matana for the human being. Now here also, he wants kulcha. He wants to be makadesh all five of them. And that he can't do because two out of the five are sisters. And therefore we should apply the following principle, that since the sisters are not mekudoshos, the condition shouldn't be valid at all. It should be completely blown out of the water, even with regard to the three women who are nochrios, because it's kni, at, v'chamor. Now, our sugya here assumes that kni, at, v'chamor is certainly dover poshut, it's not valid, even with regard to the human being. In truth, if you look in the source in Masechta Bava Basra and Kuf Mem Gimel, there are many, many different shitas about kni, at, v'chamor. According to Rav Nachman, if a person says kni, at, v'chamor, then the human being is kona half of his chelik, half of the matoni, even though the chamor cannot be kona kemuvan at all. Rav Hamnuna says lo omar v'lo klum, that since he combined this two as one deal, as one indivisible deal, and he wants to be maknet to both the person and the chamor, it's not chal vis-a-vis the chamor, it's not chal vis-a-vis the person. Rav Sheshis is of the opinion that the person is kona the entire matana, single-handedly. And yet our sugya apparently assumes, like the middle shita of Rav Hamnuna, lo amar v'lo klum, yet the Gemara itself comes to the conclusion, la'alocha, that we pass like Rav Nachman, that the human being is kona his chelek. And here Rava understands the halacha of kniat v'chamor like Rav Hamnuna, as a davar pashut. And here we have answers of the Ramban and the Ritva and other Rishonim, Tosfos Rid. Each one gives his own answer to try to reconcile our sugya of Rava with the sugya of Rav Nachman in Bava Basra. Now we turn to Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So again, Rav has excluded the case where he said kulcha mekudoshes, because that would be kli at v'chamor. Elo lav, the Omer Lehu, the Mekadesh says achas michem, one of you should be mekudeshes to me. He wasn't Mekadesh all five, and therefore, if one of them is mekudoshos, we don't know which one, then the kiddushin, at least as far as the nochrios, is not invalid because of the two sisters that are in the group, uktani, and yet the Mishnah says, ein ha'achios mekudoshos. This would prove the sheet of Rava, that if a man is mekadesh one of two sisters, then the kiddushin is not chal. In other words, why does the Mishnah invalidate the kiddushin as far as the two sisters? It must be a case of achas michen, and achas michen means one of your two sisters. He's not being mekadesh, he has no intention to mekadesh to both of the sisters. And how could the Mishnah invalidate the kiddushin of one of the two sisters? The only possible explanation for that is because it's kiddushin she'ena misurim libia. So the Gemara summarizes everything that we've learned by saying L'rova kasha reisha, l'abai kasha seifa. In other words, the reisha is difficult according to Rav, because the reisha implies that if he's mekadesh two achios together, the kedushin are not chal. If he was mekadesh one of those two sisters, the kedushin would be chal, and that's a case of kedushin she'ena misum l'bia. Abai is going to have a problem with the seifa because the man was mekadesh one of five women, and the kedushin is not chal on the two sisters, according to Abaye, since the only problem here is Eina Masurim Labia. We don't know which of the two sisters the kedushin should be chal vis-a-vis the two sisters. The Gemara says Abaye mitaritz l'tame, Rova mitaritz l'tame. Abaye mitaritz l'tame. Abaye is going to reconcile the seifa And he's going to explain the mission in the following way. Hamakadesh isho bita, o isho vachosa ke'achas, enon mikudashos. Ha achas me isho ubita, me isho vachosa mikudashos. So the Reish, of course, as we saw before, is very beautiful, reflecting the Shita of Abaye, that if he was Mekadesh, one of the two, let's say one of the two sisters, that would be valid, even though it's Kedushin Shein and Mesum Lebio, since we don't know which one is his wife, which one is the sister of his wife. And now Abaye holds that you should add a little bit to the Mishnah, V'im Omar, if he said, Haru'uya Lebiotis Kadesh Li, is Eino Mekudeshes. If a man says, at the time of his Kedushin, that the woman that I could have beer with, Ru'uya Labia, should be married to me, then the din with regard to one of the two Yachios is Eina Mikudeshes. And the reason for that is because he explicitly states that he wants to marry the Ru'uya Labia. And there's no Ru'uya Labia in this case, because which one is the sister of his wife? And therefore the Kedushin is not valid. Now we read the Sefer. U'maisa nami b'chamesh noshim v'hem shtei akios v'liket echon kalkol shetenim v'yom ru'uya li haru'uya li mikem tiskadish li v'yom ruchachom shein akios mikudashos. Again, he didn't specify which one he wants to be mikadesh. He did specify and explicitly state that he wants the ru'uya li mikem. And since each one is a chash, it might be a achos ishto, therefore the achios eino mekudashos. So again, basically, Abaye is reinterpreting the Mishnah as saying that he specified ru'uyul. V'rova metaritz l'tamei. Rava is going to interpret the Mishnah to support his shita. Hamakadesh achas mi isha ubita o achas me isha vachosa nasa kmisha kidesh isu isha ubita o isha vachosa ka achas vi enon mekudoshos. That if a man is makadesh one of two, whether it's the mother and the daughter, whether it's two sisters, it has the same status of being makadesh both of them ke achas, and there's no kedushin. In other words, just like Kedushin would not be chal with regard to two sisters together, so too the Kedushin cannot be chal if he was Mekadesh one of two sisters. We don't know which one he was Mekadesh, because Eino Ruyos Lebir. And that's how he's going to interpret the Reish of our Mishnah. Now, what about the Sefer? U'maisa nami b'chamesh noshim b'hem shtei achios v'liket achas kalkol shaltenem v'yomar harei kulchem v'achas mishtei achios mekudoshos li b'kalkol zu v'yomar chachom shein achios mekudoshos. Again, even though he was only Mekadesh one of them, one of the five, that's Rav Lishitoso, nevertheless it's Kedushin Shein and Mesurim Lebir with regard to the Shtei Achios, and therefore the Achios are not Mekudoshos. Toshma, we have a Mishnah later on, and this Mishnah will be problematic according to Rava. HaMekadesh is Bito Stam Ein HaBogros Bichlal. Okay, a father was Mekadesh, he was Mekabel Kedushin for one of his two daughters. He didn't explicitly state which of the two daughters he's giving for marriage. Is the halacha is Ein HaBogros Bichlal, in other words, when there's a suffix as to which of the daughters he had, let's say he has many daughters and two of them are less than 12 and a half, the halacha is that those daughters who are above 12 and a half, there's no suffix, obviously, because it's not in his reshus to be Mekadesh his bogros. In other words, you might say, well, maybe he was Mekabel Kedushin as a shliach that was appointed by his older daughter, who's a Bogeres. No, we don't assume so. Now, what about the Ketanos? Apparently, the Mishnah assumes that the Ketanos are Bichlal the Sofek. They're including the Sofek. In other words, if he has a bunch of Ketanos, and the Kedushin with regard to the Ketanos could be Chal because the father has the Rishus Divin Kaddish, then we don't know which one of the Ketanos he had in mind to specify for the Kedushin. Then because of the Sofek, which we don't know which of the Ketanos is Mekudash, else each one is going to require a get. Vamai Kedushin Shenem Esrim Lebiya Ninu Tivta Derava. In other words, as far as the Mekadesh is concerned, and he doesn't know which of these two daughters the father was Mekadesh, then one of them might be Achos Ishto, the sister of his wife. And therefore it's Kedushin Shenem Esrim Lebiya. How could the Mishnah say that there's a Sofek Kedushin here, and each one of the Ketanos requires a get? Amalecha Rava, Rava will answer. The Mishnah is talking about a scenario in which he has two daughters, and one of them is a Gedola, she's a Bogeris already, the other one is a Ketana, and therefore the Kedushin is certainly Chal on the Ketana Bevados, without any doubt. It's not that she needs a get mitzad Sofek, she needs a get mitzad Vadai. He cannot be Mekadish the Gedola. And his das, his kavana was to be Mekadesh the Ketana. And therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he wasn't appointed as a shliach on behalf of the Gedola. Oh, Bogros Ketani, says the Gemara, how could Rava possibly explain the Mishnah as a case where there's one Bogeris and one Ketana? The Mishnah says Bogros in plural. The grammatical plural is used. It means that this man has more than one daughter who's a Bogeris, and therefore it would sound like the Mishnah is saying that he also has at the same time more than one daughter who's a Ketana. So it's really very difficult to interpret the Mishnah as saying that he has only one Ketana and one Bogeris. So the Gemara defends Rava and says, my Bogros. What does it mean, Bogros? Bogros di Alma. It doesn't mean Bogros that he has two daughters that are Bogros. The Mishnah uses the Rabim to refer to many different people in similar scenarios. In other words, any person who has a daughter who's a Ketana and a daughter who's a Bogeres and who's Makabal Kedush for one of them, is the Bogeres is not part of the Sofek. Since we're talking about the general population, we use the word Bogros to refer to many, many different scenarios. See, Hochi Maila Meimra. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? A person is not being Mekadesh his daughter who's a Bogeres, she's out of his Rishus. On the other hand, he was Makabal Kedushin for a Ketana. Chamayas Kinon, Dishavise Shliach. That the Bogeres, in fact, did appoint the father as her Shliach to be Makabal Kedushin from whoever he chooses to be Makabal Kedushin on her behalf. Maudetema, I would have thought, Ki Makabel Kiddushe Adaite Didoko Makabel. His intention was, when he was Makabel Kiddushin, to Makabel Kiddushin for the Bogeres. Kamashma, the Mishnah says, Lo Shavik Inish Midi the Isle Hanomine. A person does not give up the possibility, the opportunity to have a Tofus Hanot. In other words, we want to assume that he was Mekadesh, his daughter who's a Ketana. Why? Because then the Kesef, Kedushin that he receives, he can pocket. Whereas if he was Mekabel as a Shliach on behalf of the Gedola, that money goes to the Gedola. Milo Askina, the Gemara is not happy with this. The Amrole Kedushe Lididah. Is it not possible to assume that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the daughter who's a Bogeris said, you know what, you can keep the Kedushin for yourself? Gemara says, no, afilu hachi, we're not going to be choshish for such a thing. Lo shavik inish mitzvah de ram yale, the ovid mitzvah de lo ram yale. If a person has two opportunities, one is to fulfill a mitzvah, and the other is not a mitzvah at all, he doesn't give up the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. And here, with regard to the shlichus for the gedola, that's not his mitzvah. He's a shliach, but nothing more. Therefore, we're going to assume, and that's the gevaldige chiddush of this mishnah, that he wants the mimakabel kedushin for on behalf of the ketana. That's his mitzvah. It's mutelis olav. He has a responsibility to be makadish his daughter, who's a ketana. Tashma, the Gemara now has another objection to Rava from a mishnah that we'll have later on in the Masechta on Daf Samach Dalin. Mishi yeshlo shtei kitei bonos mishtei nashim v'omar kidashti es biti hagdola v'eini yodea im gdola shebgdolos v'im gdola shebgtanos im ketana shebgdolos shigdola mina gdola shebgtanos kulan asuros chutz miaktano shebgtanos divrei Rabbi Meir. And this is a case of Kedushin Sheinu Mesurim L'Biya. The Makadish cannot be married to one of two daughters because each one might be Achos Ishto. And nevertheless, the Mishnah paskins that there's a requirement of a get from all of them. So the scenario of the Mishnah is where a man is married to two wives. Again, that's before Chayim Darbeinu Gershon. He marries wife number one, and he has some daughters from her. Then he marries wife number two, and he has daughters from her. And he makes a declaration that he married off his oldest daughter, or his older daughter, let's say, Biti Agdola Le'ish, to a certain person. And we don't know which of the Gedolas he had in mind. Did he marry off the oldest daughter, which he had from the first wife, or the older daughter from the second wife? Or perhaps he married off the ketana of the first wife, who's considered the gedola of the gedola shebektanos. Is kulan asuros, each one of these daughters who are candidates for possibly his intention of marriage needs a get? The only one who's out of question, out of range of the question, is the ketana shebektanos. Because again, he said, kidashti is biti agdola. So any of the other daughters could be considered gdola, but not the ketana shebektanos. That's Rabbi Meir. Now, in this case, it's kedushin sheinu mesurim L'Biya. Why do you need a get? So the Gemara answers, hacha mayaskinon, kshehukru ulabasof nisarvu. And initially, the father knew exactly which of the bonos he had kavanah to be makadish. Afterwards he forgot, and then there became confusion. And therefore, at the time of the kedushin itself, it was ruim l'biya, because he knew exactly which one he had in mind. And therefore the kedushin achal, even for all the achios, they all need a get. And dekonami, dekotoni, eini yodea, veloktoni ein yodua. Shmamina. The Mishnah doesn't use the word ein yodua, we don't know, right? But rather the Mishnah says ein yodea, implying that he doesn't know because he forgot. And that would seem to prove the Shita and the interpretation of this Mishnah of Rava. Mitzvah will continue the Sugya tomorrow.